Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's my turn to gush about food. It's generally Katie Cat. And let me tell you right now, I had one of the best sandwiches of my life last night.
Did you really?
It was stupid simple, and it was so good, in my opinion. And even Nick Nack was like,
oh, you made it.
So, again, special shout out to our good friends at Safeway, who actually sponsor this morning show. But their app, you can hop on and get various recipes and dinner ideas, which, you know, for a busy family, I'm all about that. And I flipped on their app the other day, and they had a link for the chicken pesto sandwich and the chicken Caesar wrap, which I think I'm making tonight. But the chicken pesto sandwich is what I made last night. I'm going to tell you right now, tasty AF.
Well, one of the best sandwiches you've ever had. It's got to be good.
It was so, so good. I went and got some of that Redbird Farms chicken, boiled it up, and then I just... huge dollops of the pesto in there, stirred it up, you know, shredded it, all that. And then I took sourdough bread, put the chicken on top of that, a ton of mozzarella and provolone, a couple sliced tomatoes, some oregano, and, you know, the topper there of the bread.
Yummy.
Threw it in the oven for 15 minutes, crispy. And you know what the best part of this sandwich was when the mozzarella melted out the sides pan,
yes.
And you had crispy cheese.
Gooey.
It was crispy. Well, yes, it was gooey, but you had the crispy cheese on the pan, which I scraped up and I gave it to my wife because she likes the crispy cheese.
Oh, you're such a good husband.
Major brownie points.
Such a good husband. The crispy cheese is the best.
Oh, crispy.
It's like the appetizer, right?
Come
like,
on,
I'm just
going
to scrape the cheese off the bottom of the pan.
There are days where I feel like I should just put some cheese on a pan and put it in the oven and just have crispy
I've
cheese.
I've done that. I've
really?
Absolutely.
Well, you've
done
got
that.
An eating problem.
It's low carb. What are you talking about?
But damn, I almost sent you a picture last night. But I was
you
like, why am I going to send Katie a picture of
that's
a sandwich?
That's exactly what you said.
Because that's what Katie wants.
Come
it's
on.
Stupid.
And when I say send pics, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
sandwich pics, bro. Yeah, so I scored some major brownie points last night.
Well, and it must have been good if you're going back-to-back poultry tonight.
I'm doing back-to-back poultry.
Yeah, like it must have been that good. I can't wait to see what you say the chicken Caesar wrap is because I'm a fan of those. Like,
it's so good.
It looks really good, too.
I found the hack to put pizza rolls in your chicken Caesar instead of
wait
the croutons.
Let's make it unhealthy.
Instead of the croutons, it's a hack to put pizza rolls in your chicken Caesar salad. And I...
like you just... top it with pizza rolls.
Those are your
croutons.
How's
that a hack?
Those are your croutons.
I don't know if I would call that a hack.
It's not even close to a crouton.
It sounds so good.
So do you, obviously, I guess you're pre-making them.
Yeah.
You throw them in the air fryer, and then you just throw them on top of your salad.
You do, as the croutons.
That's like something a parent would do so a kid will eat their salad, is you like, okay, we're having salads tonight, but I'm going to top it with pizza rolls.
You know you want to eat it, though, so it's...
I don't.
It's called
I'm
going to
be 100% honest with you right now. I don't want to eat that.
Of course you want to eat that.
I don't. I really don't.
Come on.
Were you stoned one night? Or
no,
how did
I saw it on TikTok. Like, and it's a
were you stoned on TikTok?
It is so good. Like, it is tasty AF, as we just
tasty
said.
AF.
Like, oh, it's so good.
We should compile a list of the unhealthiest things you could top a salad with. What's next? Bagel bites?
See, I know. Pizza rolls would probably be
I put
there.
A handful of combos on there.
Just crumpled up some Doritos. Put them on top of a salad. Why not?
Yeah. I just stop my salads with crumpled up Hershey's bars. It's really good.
Let's not get crazy.
This is a total TikTok hack. You're so chubby.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Bubba here at Mix 100.
You're just going to do it, huh?
Oh, I'm just joking.
Go for it.
Off the air, we joked that we were going to start calling Josh Bubba, and he doesn't. Yeah.
I'm
he doesn't
fine.
Like that at all.
No, it's fine.
Oh, we were just talking how every family has a
everybody.
Bubba, right?
And I didn't
my
know
brother,
this. That, like,
Bubba.
That's news to me.
Yeah, my brother's Bubba. Your son goes by Bubba every once in a while, Jeremy.
Josh has no Bubba, so now he's going to be Bubba.
In our family here, the JKJ fam.
Yeah. I'll be Bubba.
All right, Bubba.
That's fine. I don't know if I like it, but it's fine.
You can pick my nickname, okay?
I thought you've been Katie Cat this whole time.
I love
you are
it.
Katie
See,
Cat.
Yeah. And I think you picked that, Josh.
I think it was either Jer or I. Whoever called it first doesn't matter. That's a great nickname.
It is
really cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's dive into PMI. We're going to send you on your way this morning with a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who had the P today?
I have the the pee.
Katie Cat.
Well, because for the price of a dinner in Paris, somebody's going to walk away with a Picasso valued at more than $1 million.
What are you talking about?
Yes, the Picasso. It's actually, the contest is called One Picasso for 100 Euros. It's a raffle, and it offers entrants the chance to take home the artist's 1941 painting called T.T. de Femme, I think.
Sure. T.T. de Femme? I love T.T. de Femme.
Good, because the price of a ticket, as the same as the name of the contest suggests, 100 euros are about 116 bucks. So they have a total of 120,000 tickets sold. That's how they can justify getting just $116 for a Picasso. But, I mean, realistically, one person only has to shell out $116, and someone's going to walk away with this $1 million Picasso.
That's a pretty good amount for a little TT.
Isn't it neat? Yeah. TT de Femme. And yeah, so all of the proceeds are also going to be donated to the Alzheimer's Research Foundation. So that supports clinical research across Europe. So it's a really big deal, and it's making the waves across the news, obviously, because who wouldn't want a Picasso for 116 bucks, right?
A lot of his paintings have sold for over $100 million. I think he had one like right around like, was like, 190, 180, something like that. Yeah. Like his paintings bring bank.
I mean, it's Picasso. It's,
But it, was it like on a napkin or something?
Oh,
was
It's framed. It is a real painting.
It's just a really bad
one. It's going to look beautiful on your wall. But remember, Picasso's whole style is like an eye on
abstract.
Your cheek.
It's all really
abstract.
Weird.
An eye on your forehead. Your nose is on the side.
Yeah, it looks like my mother-in-law.
Mouth is looking funny. If you want a picture of Jeremy's mother-in-law for just $116.
We call her TT as well.
TT.
Get back inside. We don't want anyone to see
you. Well, hopefully you got your ticket, Jeremy, because the drawing is today.
I better get on it.
Good luck to everybody who bought a ticket for TT de Femme.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck.
Bubba, what you got for the minus?
Oh, Bubba's got a minus story about an Indianapolis man who was shot over the weekend, and that's a minus in and of itself, but why he was shot is kind of the funny story here. He got into an argument with his buddy about Pokemon cards.
Oh, no.
And it escalated and kept escalating.
Chew you, dude.
Until a gun was drawn and he was shot over what his friend said was he was taking the Pokemon cards away from him or stealing them.
Not the Jigglypuff.
That's my Pikachu.
Which is also a Picasso painting.
Look, he is in stable condition, so we can joke about it. But imagine getting shot over your Pokemon cards.
I don't want to imagine that.
Pokemon Go, no.
No go. So poor guy, he is expected to make a full recovery.
Okay, good.
This is why I stopped collecting Pokemon.
Smart.
This is why. Okay.
That new one.
And I was getting way too many chicks.
Oh.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Are those
like
Pokemon cards? Are they in binders? In sleeves? In mint condition? Jared, take me now.
Oh, I'm sure. It's sexy talk.
Years
Stop
of
it,
kid.
It.
The years that I had to put Stop up with it, it for years, all through college. Like, Jared, can we come to your dorm room? Okay, so let's wrap things up with the interesting. There's a new study out. Finding that on average, Americans spend about 5 hours and 16 minutes a day on their phones. True story. But get this. If you put your phone down for, what was it? I should have probably read this before we went on the air.
Always pre-read, Jared.
It's 2 weeks,
no,
right?
Always pre-read.
I found it.
Okay.
2 weeks of digital detox. Get this. It'll reverse 10 years of aging in your brain of digital decline. So essentially put your phone down for 2 weeks. Your attention span will improve. Your memory will improve. Reading stories on the radio will improve.
Oh, yeah.
Lord knows I need it. I will tell you that my phone hopped into update mode on the way in today. And so I couldn't listen to podcasts or the news or anything for my entire drive into the radio station. And I just left everything off for the whole drive in. It was very uncomfortable for about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
But the rest of the way, it was like, this is like olden times. And it felt really good not to have a screen on, no music, nothing. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Just shut it off when you're in the car?
Kind of the same thing where like your phone, it's inaccessible. And so you're forced to, but I'm with you. In the moment, it's kind of uncomfortable. But once it settles in, you're like, oh, I'm not as anxious. Like, yes. You reach, I don't know if you did this, but I reach for my phone kind of
all the
a little
time.
Bit.
Well, not when I'm driving. But no, I would never.
Of course not. But I mean, when when you do try and put it down and it's updated or whatever, you reach for it, but then you're like, oh, I can't grab it. And then again, you have to sit with yourself for a second. But you're right. It is a good feeling once you, you know, get through it.
The thing is just trying to get through the 2 weeks. I don't know how you can do that if you have a job and a family and kids and needing to message people. Like, that's going to be impossible at
this
point. They
have whole retreats that you can dedicate to this process where you can go and, you know, kill your phone addiction and then come back and, you know, enter your real life and then try and, you know, apply all the things there. So that might be the way you have to do it nowadays.
I will say I have limited my social time so much over the past few weeks. So much. And it feels good.
Yeah.
The biggest part that I've noticed is the comparison. Like, you're not comparing yourself so much to other people.
Yeah.
Because you know they have the best stuff on Brag Book, you know?
Absolutely.
And I feel like I was getting sucked into that comparison thing.
Well, because you're probably comparing their best moments with your worst also.
Right.
It's not like you're taking your top tier events and putting up against side, you know,
no,
against theirs.
No, I was like,
so,
oh, they're in Cabo.
Absolutely,
again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Here I am.
Here
well,
I am having
you know.
To work with Bubba and Katie.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Ugh,
which
the
rocks.
Such a butt face.
There you go, guys. There's your positive, your minus, and something interesting this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh at Mix.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh, my God. Look what today is.
What?
Today is National Dolphin Day today.
Oh.
They reached out to some dolphins, and they asked them, do you like having your own day?
Uh-huh.
You know what they said?
What'd they say? That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Starting things off with a dad joke.
They were always my favorite Lisa Frank character, right? Like, she drew a good old dolphin.
She really did.
She sure did.
Big with the dolphins.
Brought dolphins to life.
We got a guy in this office. I can look across right now and see his office because it's clear doors. And he's got a gigantic dolphin.
Yeah.
Is that
tapestry.
A bed sheet?
It's a tapestry.
I think it's a bed sheet from his bed, and it's on his wall, and it's hideous.
And he loves that thing.
Loves it.
Like, has moved it multiple times.
Yeah. And it's front and center for people that come and take a tour of the office, the station, and we're like, what is, you sure you want to hang that there?
It's funny.
Is that a good look? These are my sheets. He goes, do you like these? And I go, Okay, so how can we talk about this?
I don't know.
Katy Perry is denying that she assaulted Ruby Rose at a club in Australia almost 20 years ago.
Oh, she's denying it now.
She's denying it.
Okay, because Ruby Rose says she's got pictures, other people saw it.
That's
there's
right.
so much proof.
Witnesses.
Yeah.
She accused Katy on Threads on Sunday, went to... into very graphic detail. I'm trying to tiptoe around this. She said Katy saw her resting on her friend's lap to avoid her.
Yeah. So Ruby, she was avoiding her.
Ruby Rose is laying there on a friend's lap, avoiding Katy Perry. Katy Perry came over, pulled her pants down.
And she Captain Morgan'd her. That's the best way to put
it. Rubbed her stuff on Ruby's face. And then Ruby threw up when she opened her eyes and saw what was going
on. She said projectile vomited.
Projectile vomited when Katy Perry rubbed herself on her friend.
On her face.
On her face.
Careful, Katie.
Katie's denying it.
We were talking about it this morning how we were going to talk about this
because it's
one of the biggest stories out there now.
It's everywhere.
It's difficult to have to explain what she actually did. I know.
It's like a drunk college guy playing a trick on somebody at the frat house who passed out. He went over and rubbed his butt on his face.
Okay,
and stuff.
Guy, yes. Woman.
But Katy Perry?
We don't do, like. I was actually chatting with my friend about this. We don't do this.
You don't do that.
No.
You've never done that to your friend? Like, they passed out.
No.
And you go over and you're like, get a picture of me. And you're
never
like, wah, wah, wah.
In my life has it even crossed my mind that that's something we do. No, never in my life. So it's kind of hard to just, like, process.
It's
a
lot.
The whole thing is a lot.
It's a
lot. Again, the best way I can
describe it.
It is
assault.
I mean, absolutely. If it's true,
if
you
it's true,
should
this
not
is all
do
allegedly
this to another person.
Katie's rep is saying that Ruby's allegations are categorically false, dangerous, and a reckless lie. And we were just gushing about Katy Perry yesterday about how
we
good
were.
She looks. She's glowing.
You know,
her boyfriend looks great.
Yes, her and Justin Trudeau out at Coachella.
You think
like,
she's doing
we
this
were...
to her boyfriend?
Apparently, I don't know. And the thing is, though, is Ruby Rose, like, she goes on to say, you know, people don't need to believe you when it comes to this kind of stuff. You just need to get it off your chest so you
your
can
face.
Deal with the trauma. Oh, Jeremy. But yeah, if it's true, you just like, boy, I'm looking at
how
Katy
do you make
Perry
that up? Like, that's not a story you make up.
Exactly.
It's so far fetched. You're not like, I'm
not
just going to
really at the club. I've seen a lot of things happen. At
have
the club.
You seen that?
Yeah. But
again.
Like a famous person just
yes.
going up to
maybe
someone.
It was a joke, you know, like a joke. People like jokes.
Not that make you
not
projectile
this.
Vomit.
Exactly. I mean, again, if
and there's
all
a lot of stories
puke?
That have come out about Katy Perry not
why
being a good person.
Puke?
Why?
Yeah. Was it bad?
Well, Jer.
Do we need to break that
she said her.
Too?
Okay.
We're disgusting.
Done with it. We're done.
Disgusting.
We're done with it. We're
so
done.
Bad.
Sports?
Man.
Yeah. Wow, what a transition there. Well, this is exciting. Lauren Betts, if you don't know the name, you're going to know the name. She had an awesome month of April because she won a national title, and then 8 days after winning the national title, she was a first-round, fourth overall draft pick of the WNBA. This is awesome because Betts graduated from Grandview High School in Aurora.
Yay!
So she is a local Colorado girl, and how amazing is her award list? She was the Big Ten Player of the Year this year, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, the Lisa Leslie Award, which is awarded to the nation's top center, and the most outstanding player of the NCAA Women's Tournament.
Yeah.
Like, she deserves all of these accolades. She averaged 18 points during her senior season on almost 60% shooting from the field, which if you're making over 50% of the buckets, that's unbelievable.
So good.
So shout out to her, a Colorado girly from Grandview High School, getting the fourth overall draft pick in the WNBA draft.
Well, and not only that, Jeremy, I don't know if you saw this during the women's
he didn't.
NCAA
I'm gonna
tourney.
Have to go with no.
He
okay,
didn't.
But
he took
was,
out his phone to well, watch the phone while we were talking. About
I know,
this
right? Like, no, but there was a really heartwarming moment with Lauren Betts during the NCAA tournament where they were doing an interview at the podium.
Yeah.
And she straight up recognized one of her classmates down in the reporters area. Mm-hmm. And she pointed him out and she's like, hey, we had math class together, didn't we? And so it was like they put it on ESPN and was like one of the stars of the tourney recognizes a classmate. And instead of ignoring him,
moment.
Totally like
that's
gives him props.
Moment.
Like she has made so many good
you.
Waves within the tournament and now being drafted fourth overall.
Well, I'm going to go back to checking my Instagram.
Yeah.
this is great.
Come on.
This is good stuff.
Come on, this is
I'm excited.
A
it's local. This is
big. Woman who's making it big
I love
in the
it.
World.
I love it. Why are you coming at me?
Hats off to you, Lauren Betts.
I love
it. Congrats.
We see you. We see
I'm
you.
I'm going to go like her right now on
good.
The Instagram.
Go
do
like
it.
Her. You're going to be
and Ruby Rose.
Don't do that. What's cool about that, Katie, is that both of those people, the one that's covering the WNBA and her, both are kind of at the top of their careers.
Yes.
You know that journalist wanted to be a journalist.
Yes. Her name
Lauren Betts.
Yes, and that journalist also,
so they're both kind of at the top of their game right there, which
from
I like.
Both from Colorado. Mm-hmm. We love that, Jeremy.
I love it, too. Why are you coming at me?
I do have something I know you're going to love.
What?
You get ready for a Colorado-themed mini can courtesy of Coca-Cola.
Now we're talking.
Yes, I knew it. I knew this would turn it all around for you. So the soda company.
I was happy. Why are you coming at me?
Okay. Well, Coca-Cola rolling out a new series of Coca-Cola cans with a design for each and every state. So Colorado is straight and to the point. In it, there's part of a tree and then red rocks. But so it's very simple, but very recognizable. I mean, you see it and you're like, okay, that is Colorado.
We got a lot of trees here.
Yes, and red rocks. So the best venue on the planet, that's all. It is a limited edition series, so they're going to do this because of America's 250th birthday.
That's
so
neat.
They've got a can for every state, and you can get them through 2026.
I want to get my hands on those cans.
I know you do. You're a big fan of cans. I know.
These are small cans, though. They're the
mini
little
cans.
Ones, mini cans.
These are mini cans. You appreciate cans of all shapes and sizes,
discriminate.
Right? You like all the cans. You're a fan of cans. Okay. How about the Honey Heist Joke in Weld County?
It was just a one-liner that really didn't need to be acknowledged.
Oh, well, moving on then to the Honey Heist in Weld County.
Yeah.
So someone made off with $500 worth of the only food that never spoils. The station. Honey is the only food that doesn't spoil.
They found it in the pyramids.
Yes.
They did.
So, yeah, this is a little self-serve honey station. So people can go up and grab the honey that they want, and then they put in the money right there up in Weld County. Somebody came up and grabbed all of the jars, took $500 worth of honey, and didn't leave any money. What the heck?
Karma's going to come back and get that person.
Well, already the cameras got that person. Like, there's literally cameras on his face. Like, you can see the distinct tattoo that he has on his arm. He's smiling into the camera. So it looks like he knows what's happening. But, yeah, he totally just took off with all that honey, and they're still looking for him. So they've got his pictures all over the socials if you want to help out and find this guy. Someone needs to get him.
Something's going to happen to this guy.
What the heck? Okay, and
they're going to find him. Like, he's going to knock over a beehive or something at some point. A bunch of bees are going to get him.
Going to get a poo barrel. Are
those the murder hornets?
Yeah, yeah, the murder hornets.
They're going to get him.
Swell up. It'll be a puffy corpse.
Yeah, that's what we need.
He got
here.
Honey in his back pocket.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Got him.
Lay off my honey, homie.
He's just going to be slightly sticky justice. The rest of his life.
Honey justice.
He really is a sticky bandit. Okay, and then one more story for you. The family-owned Bonnie Bray gas station that went off University, it is officially for sale now. So this became famous because the owner of this station famously did not put it up for sale. Like, there was actually a sign outside that said not for sale because so many people approached him trying to buy this little gas station. And the reason why is because it's one of those full-service gas stations. So they will still come out and pump your gas, and it's one of the only ones still up in existence in Colorado. So, and plus the prime location, again, right off University in Denver right there. They've been pumping gas and cleaning windshields for 84 years.
Neat.
It's been in this family. And now that sign has changed to indicate the property is on the market.
We should buy it, turn it into a house.
I know. And there's no, I look to see exactly what it's going for as far as the actual price.
Oh, millions, I'm sure.
But yeah, they say that a final price not public yet. It is listed as a highly valuable prime corner lot in a popular neighborhood. So,
I'm not even joking about turning it into the house.
No, like, it's a great idea.
I want to do that at some point in my life. Like, it's an old fire station that you turn into a house or an old church.
Yeah.
Those are really neat.
They really are. And
or
again,
a gas station.
It's in such a historic part of Denver, and I just feel like if you have the money,
it stays
and the
a
means,
gas station. Yeah,
well, I if you have the money and
real
means
estate
to scoop it up, like
scoop it up, make it a house,
get on it. Because again, like a lot of people have approached this guy to buy it, and he's been like, "No, it's going to stay in the
family."
Give
me a number. We should go in on it.
Oh, should we buy a gas station? Yes.
Yeah, we could.
We can call it JKJ.
No, we'll call it Katie's Got Gas. Good?
I like it.
I mean, it's got a ring to it.
I like it.
It really does. All right, there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
And then we'll have a little sign out front that says, come on in and grab our cans.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I don't know if you guys heard, but it's Katie's birthday month.
I'm really not one of those people. Like,
you're full of crap.
I'm not.
Very nice text message last night, though, that you sent us that said thank you for the nice day and the gifts and the nice morning.
You set the tone for my whole birthday, both you, Jeremy, and Josh. And it was so not only sweet, the fact that you guys had brought me in some gifts and had them strewn all over the studio here. So when I walked in, it was just very welcoming and it made me feel oh so special. But I was bragging about you guys to multiple people yesterday because the gifts that both of you gave me were so incredibly thoughtful that it warmed my heart. It really did. And I was bragging about you because I was just like,
really?
I haven't had boyfriends who paid attention to my likes
that much.
Because this wasn't just a gift that you saw on sale and you got me. I mean, down to my M&Ms that you got. I mentioned one time that almond M&Ms are like one of my favorite, and that's the kind you got. You got me a waterfall card. Josh got me my absolute favorite cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory to make sure that my dessert on my birthday was my absolute favorite. And then he got me a first aid kit.
It's pretty
for
cute.
My boo-boos when I'm hiking.
You fall down a lot when you hike.
It is is so incredibly thoughtful. And I had like friends tell me, because, you know, working in radio, you have other female friends who've worked with guys. And somebody told me, you know, I'd received gifts from my co-host before. And, you know, it was always nice gifts, but never as thoughtful.
Yeah.
And that is really what stuck with me all day yesterday, as I was like, they really get me.
No, we do. We pay attention.
Yes, we listen.
Feels so
wouldn't
loved.
Have been funny if we showed up with nothing though.
I know. Awesome. No, that would not have been funny. I think you also know me well in that regard. But it was just it really set the tone for the whole day. So I felt like I was kind of floating out there yesterday.
Oh, that's very
like,
nice of you.
People like me.
Good. You can go brag about us whenever you want to other people.
Okay.
Especially people in the industry, all right?
Yeah, no.
Really
they,
rub it in.
Yeah. No, you definitely earned some gold stars yesterday.
Yeah, let's go.
Another woman I'm pleasing.
Wow.
I'm on a roll this week.
I
have pleased my wife twice, and now I've pleased Katie. Who shall I please next?
I know. You just
hey, my
the
birthday
list.
Is next.
My
so.
Please meter is at a 10 right now. Yeah.
Please, please.
All right, what else did you do?
Oh, I had the best time because I was in such a good mood. I was like, let's go have a fashion show at TJ Maxx, because that's one of the other things you got me was a gift card to TJ Maxx.
That's right.
You know how much
you already
love
go blow
that
it?
Place. I didn't yet know, but I went and tried on a bunch of clothes, and while I was there, they had their swimsuits out, and I was like, well, I need to get a swimsuit. And I was in such a good mood, I was like, you know what, today seems like a day to try on swimsuits. And I went and grabbed some bikinis even.
Whoa.
I know, two-piece swimsuits.
Whoa.
And I tried them on and I did not hate myself, and I was like, ah, this never
that's a
happened.
Bonus
even better
that's a
trying
bonus.
On swimsuits and not absolutely cussing in the dressing room, I can't believe it happened. So I was just so excited about the fact that trying on swimsuits made me happy, because that doesn't happen very often. I've been running a lot. And I guess, like, in the moment, I was like, this is paying off. Like, I'm seeing this is paying
the
off.
The results,
I
yeah.
see it in the mirror.
As you go back home and eat those M&Ms I gave
did.
You.
I
and
did.
And the cheesecake.
I have to be careful, because when I see those results and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm doing it. Let's eat a cheesecake. That's always the thought process that happens.
But wow. Way to jump into the two-piece, the bikini. Oh, like, you went all in. You didn't start small with the one-piece.
I didn't. No.
Or something with a little skirt and a cover-up.
No tankini here.
You're like, let's do it.
I know.
Let's go bikini.
Straight up two-piece, and I felt really good about myself. And yeah, so again, that just kind of uplifted me to go into the next stage of the day. So it was an absolute fabulous birthday. And you know, those
did you have food?
So much food.
Did she have food?
I am still full from the pork shank I had last night.
You had a little pork shank?
What?
let's just put that out there. Oh my goodness. You want me to get into it?
I'm like looking at you. I got
right
jokes.
Now.
I got all sorts of jokes sitting there, but I probably shouldn't.
No,
with your pork shank.
I not only had a cheesecake to start the day, because I went home and ate some of the cheesecake, and then I went and had a birthday burger for lunch. One of the best burgers. It was so good. So, so tasty. So I had that, and then we went to the Rio last night for dinner, and they have a pork shank birria taco.
Okay.
And in my mind, I was thinking, okay, pork shank, like super tender meat. I thought they'd bring it out in the corn tortillas with maybe a little pickled red cabbage on top. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I was envisioning when I was getting my pork shank birria tacos.
Stop saying pork shank.
They bring it out, and it's a straight up
pork shank
on a bone.
What?
Like, and like,
you got to build it yourself.
Swimming in the sauce.
Too much.
And it was beautiful.
Too much
like,
work.
The presentation was gorgeous, but it was very pork forward. You're right. Like, it's very porky.
That's too much work on my birthday.
And so, yeah. That's kind of what I thought. I was like, wow, this is like
can somebody
experience.
Shred this for me? It's my birthday.
Yeah, this is almost like sushi. Like, you know, you have to assemble. You have to assemble your birria tacos.
You had a burger.
So it was still
cheesecake.
Very good, but
pork
yeah.
shank.
And then I had churros
because
it was my birthday, so
good
they brought
God.
Me out churros. And then I had some more of that cheesecake when I
more
went
cheesecake.
Home.
More cheesecake.
And then I did have a couple M&Ms.
And M&Ms. You going to go try on bikinis today?
No, I'm not.
Probably a good idea.
No,
stay away
I'm
from the bikinis
not.
Today. Today's a one-piece day.
Today's not the bikini
no.
day. No. No.
You got a little tummy tum today. It's going to lay right over the bottom of that bikini. Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
It is definitely time for Fast Five, which is brought to you by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. If you'd like to play, pick up your phone and call us right now. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll get you in the studios. We'll get you on the air, talk about what you did over the weekend, and then I'll toss a category at you. Start a 10-second timer, and you got to give me five things that have to do with that category in 10 seconds. Want to play? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Will get you in the studios, especially people who have never played before. Definitely looking for you. Katie, give us some examples of ones that we've done in the past.
Like five types of knots. That's something you've asked before. You've also said five music groups that everyone's related. And the one that won it on Friday was Jonathan, who was able to name five types of licenses to win the day's top prize with Fast Five.
Yay! There you go. Call us. Let's play. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Our producer Josh, he's in the next room working through all these calls. Now, the big thing is the prize this week. It's kind of fun.
Kind of silly for us. So much fun. Yeah, you're going to have a good time at Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, get your whiz on.
Bringing his sultry sounds to Red Rocks on Monday, April 19th. So that's coming up a week from today.
Why not?
Exactly.
There you go.
Wiz puts on a great show.
Oh, I really would imagine so. And it's Red Rocks? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
All right. I know you want to go. Yeah, I know you want to play. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Looking for those newbies who have never played before. And it looks like Mallory made it through. Hi, Mallory.
Good morning.
Hi. You broke a tooth this weekend? Is that what I'm seeing?
I did. I was eating a Chick-fil-A french fry and broke my back tooth, split in half, and had to get a root canal same day.
Either how weak are your teeth or how strong was that fry?
Like, oh, my gosh. I don't know, but I just heard a crack and just spat my tooth out.
Like, oh, no. Why are you looking like that, Katie?
This is like one of my worst fears. I am so afraid of like I have dreams about teeth falling out of my head. They say it's kind of like a worrier,
an
overthinker type of thing.
Katie's got teeth issues.
I do.
So.
I'm so afraid of the dentist. But they were able to fix that in one day for you, huh, Mallory?
Oh, it was either that day or waiting 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But they were very, very sweet. They were... The doctor was singing Backstreet Boys while I was, like, terrified, squeezing a little squishy.
Oh, poor Mallory. That they took care of you, though, because that had to be so scary.
Oh, gosh, scary, yeah.
I've never had one before, so, yeah.
Tell me more about those fries, though.
No, I feel so bad.
Yeah, I was going to take my tooth back to Chick-fil-A, but I was like, you know what? Let's not do that.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Like, why is this lady here with
her
tooth?
Yeah, why is this our fault?
What is happening?
We have weak teeth. All right, Mallory. Well, we're
so glad you're
better,
though. Yes.
Yes.
So glad.
Yes.
All right, let's do some fast five. I've got a few that listeners sent in over the weekend that I want to use. This one might be a little difficult, but I don't know. He's been in so many movies. But in 10 seconds, give me five Jackie Chan movies. Go.
Oh, my gosh. I think like Karate Kid, Rush Hour, Drunken Master.
Time's up. Buzzer hit. I think you got four.
You got four, but dang.
Dang! Somebody was Googling on her phone.
I know that, and Karate Kid. I remember that.
Ah, okay. Rush Hour is probably by far his best
one. Most famous, for sure.
And I didn't say no sequels. You could have said Rush Hour 2. Mallory.
I said Rush Hour 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, exactly.
It was nice talking to you. You have a great week. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I don't know what number one is there. Okay, so we got Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
What's up? How was your weekend?
It was good. Happy birthday, Katie.
Oh, thank you, Katie.
It is Katie's birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's Katie's birthday, and it's Carrie that texts in every day.
Well, oh, my God.
Thank you for texting. We
what
love
did you get her?
Carrie.
What did you get Katie for her birthday?
I'd take her to lunch.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, you texted me happy birthday, Carrie, and sent me a Facebook message. That's super sweet of you. That's all I require. So
super dupes.
Thank you very much.
And an Instagram. I sent you an Instagram.
Wow, Carrie, you're covering like, all the bases. You're like a stalker. Jeez, Carrie.
I'm your biggest fan, remember?
Yes. Are you? We love you. Thank you, Carrie.
I've never heard of you.
You have, Jeremy.
Don't you let him get to you. Exactly. He's just being a stinker.
All right, super fan.
Jeremy is a stinker.
You're a stinker, Gary. All right, you ready to play?
You're the stinker, Jeremy.
No, for God's sakes, let's play.
Okay.
All right. Well, since I know you listen, you might have heard this one, but in 10 seconds, give me five famous brother-sister duos. Go.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah. It's hard when you're on the spot like this. This is like my fourth time trying, and I don't ever win. I get stuck.
You just called in to tell Katie happy birthday anyway.
I know, we love you, Carrie.
I did.
Yes, I did.
Sweet. I love you guys, too.
We love you, Carrie.
I really did. I love you, too.
Okay, you have
a
good
day.
Carrie. You, too. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're super dupes. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah, what was
that? Watched the kids played some sports.
Some sports ball?
Yeah.
We did that too. We had some basketball over the weekend. I'm looking at some of these topics that came in from listeners. I don't know. Some of these are just impossible. They like to go for the jugular, some of the listeners.
Coming in hot, are they?
Yeah. All right, here's one. I don't know. This one's a little difficult. Shannon, in 10 seconds, give me five birds that don't fly. Go.
Flamingo, peacock.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's it, huh? All right.
Okay.
The ostrich, the turkey.
The chicken.
The chicken.
Oh, I know.
And a penguin. Did you say penguin?
Does an emu fly?
I don't fly.
The emus don't fly. No.
The kiwi. Did you say
ooh,
kiwi?
Ooh, a kiwi.
Oh, well. Boy, you
that
did.
That was way too hard.
You did
no,
really,
it's okay.
You did really bad on that one, Shannon. It was nice talking to you, though. Have a nice Monday.
Thank you.
Bye,
you
Shannon.
Too.
Bye.
Bye.
Is line one, is his name Cell? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. It's a girl. Hi, girl. Your name is Cell?
Hey, how are you? Yes.
No way.
Hi, Cell.
Okay, so my name is Celia, but it's hard to pronounce.
It's easier to
Oh, okay. So they call
Celia's
you Cell.
Pretty.
Oh, God. Are you okay?
Yes. yes, I'm fine.
You're hacking up a lung there.
He's concerned. He's just a little concerned.
I'm
that's
a little concerned.
All.
How was your weekend, Cell?
It was good. I went to a soccer game for my son, hung out with the kids all weekend, had it off, so it was nice.
Yeah. Mom on duty.
Yeah.
Mom yeah.
On duty. Like a weekend right full good of stuff.
All right. Let's do some fast five with you. Your word is space. In 10 seconds, give me five words that include the word space in them. Go.
Space. Oh, man. Five words. I have no idea. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that one got me.
All right.
Dang, I really wanted those tickets.
Darn it.
Oh, man.
Well, you're going to hang up and you're going to think of 10 words.
I know. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. We'll reuse that one, though.
Give me two examples right now.
No, because I want to reuse it.
Oh. Okay. That's
here, listen to the next caller because I'm going to use it on the next caller.
Oh, you giving him a heads up?
All right.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Sal.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Oh, yeah, I did kind of give him a heads up, huh?
You did. You never do that. It's out of character, but I'm here for it.
Maria.
Yes.
In 10 seconds, give me five words that start with space. Go.
Aerospace, neutral space, blank space. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
Maria, have a good day.
Oh, bye, Maria.
Thank you.
Bye, Maria. Dane.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
10 seconds. Five words that include space. Go.
Space travel, inner space, space shuttle, spaceship, blank space.
I don't see anything wrong with any of those. That's just me, though.
Is blank space two words?
Yeah, that's two words.
But
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Really?
See you later, Dane. Have a good day.
Dane. Oh, I thought you were going to...
Audrey.
Okay.
Hi.
10 seconds.
Hi.
Five words that have space in them. Ready, go.
Spacecraft, airspace, spaceship, space station.
Those are all.
Space.
I think space station would be two.
Oh,
right?
No.
Oh, no.
You didn't get it. Audrey, have a good day.
Oh, no. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, gosh.
Natalie. Natalie.
Hi.
Hi. You ready?
Hi. Yeah.
Give me five birds that don't fly.
Oh.
Go.
Penguin. Ostrich. Peacock. Kiwi.
Time's up. Natalie, aww, have a good day. It was nice talking with you.
Bye,
see you
Natalie.
Later. Nick!
Oh. Yep.
Five birds that don't... We're fine. Five birds that don't fly. You ready?
Okay, here we go.
Go. Yeah.
Kiwi, chicken, peacock, ostrich, turkey, dodo bird.
You're a dodo bird.
Dodo bird. You throw an emu in there.
That's the way you do fast five right there.
The
you
duck.
Just fly through them.
Yeah,
Nick, you won.
Nick!
Thank you.
Oh, why am I so exhausted?
I know. You just sat there. You didn't do anything.
Ooh,
Nick, congratulations, buddy. You won fast five today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir.
Woohoo!
I'm going to put you on hold, and our producer, Josh, in the next room is going to tell you all about that prize, Nick.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, even he's even like,
I know, right?
Done.
He's like, okay, yes, tickets,
that was
let's
fun
go.
For me. That was fun for me. You guys, thanks for playing. Thanks for having some fun with us. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:30 with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I do want to read one that just came in from Max because we did kind of gloss over this just a few minutes ago when we were talking about taking sheets out of the dryer and putting them on your bed. And Max wrote in and say, hang on, did Katie just say that she puts wet sheets on her bed? We can't just glaze over this. You're right, Max, because I heard her say that too, and I was like, I'm going to move on because I got
know.
A joke about my wife. But you put wet sheets on your bed.
Just a little damp on the bottom, like by my feet. And again, it dries in just like an hour with the ceiling fan going and stuff. But yeah, when I wash them, I like that bottom part to be just a little wet.
That is the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Like, I like my feet to be
wet?
A little cool. No, not wet.
But they're
wet.
Dry
they're
by
damp?
The time you...
Yeah, I know, but I just... I don't know why.
That is the strangest thing ever.
It is weird.
And all I can think of is mildew and
no,
something growing
mildew.
In there.
Again, I'm done drying my sheets. I put them on the bed. The ceiling fan is on, so it dries it immediately. It's right over the little wet part.
I don't understand.
Oh, Katie.
Do you understand everything that I say?
I don't understand anything you
okay,
say.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, this tracks.
There's nothing good about
like
wet sheets
there isn't.
In
yes, there
any
is.
Circumstance.
You can't knock it until you try it. You can't knock it until you try
it. I'm not going to try it.
No.
Just on
Max,
your feet.
We hear
just
you, buddy.
On your feet.
We hear you. We don't get it either. Nobody knows what
sorry,
the hell
Max.
Is going on in Katie's mind. We really don't. So funny. That is so strange. All right, so just a few minutes ago, we had Leah call us off the air, and we were like, hey, you got to call us back. Hi, Leah. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you? Super dupes?
As a matter of fact, Leah,
you know
we
it.
Are super dupes. We really are.
You are super dupes.
Leah's a longtime listener, and you called us. What's on your mind, girlfriend?
Okay, so, you know, you guys leave a lasting impression on all of us that listen to you frequently. So
duh.
I can't help but say that I didn't say it was a good lasting impression, Jeremy. Just kidding. But no, I read something online the other day and I thought it would be a good question to ask you or have you ask all the people out there. But if somebody was to break in to your house, what would they find underneath your bed?
Oh,
that's a funny question.
That is a
now
funny
that I'm like
question.
Instantly thinking, as of right now, I think I've got a dead prostitute under
oh.
there, but
Jeremy.
You're supposed to.
That's new, though. It's as of last night.
Good thing.
What? What? You have wet sheets. Why are you coming at me?
Way worse.
Not the same.
That's funny. So that is a funny question. If somebody were to break into your house, what is underneath your bed?
Yeah.
If they're rummaging around.
What would they get under your
bed? That's a damn funny question.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But, like, also, sometimes maybe you don't want to know, but it's I thought it was pretty funny because some of the responses were pretty entertaining. So
what's under your bed?
Yeah,
Leah?
Before we do ours, what's under your bed?
I have the under the bed slider storage things with a whole bunch of purses that I don't use I don't want to get rid of.
Yeah, that's good. So I'm thinking right now under my bed. I know I've got a fire escape ladder. Because, you know, my dad was in the fire industry for 50 years.
Prepared.
Fire chief. So I got a fire ladder. In case something goes down, I can flip it out the window and climb down the side of the house. And then, like you, I have got a slim bin that slides underneath there. And you might have heard me talking about this if you're a longtime listener. But I keep extra underpants and T-shirts and socks under my bed that have never been opened or used. It's kind of like my stash of extra underpants in case, you know, I'm like going through my underpants drawer and I'm like, these are old. I got to get rid of these. I can go over to my stash under the bed and pull out a fresh pack of undies.
You're a stockpiler of undies?
I stockpile undergarments. I do. Because sometimes, like, say you're out shopping at Kohl's or something and you wander past the clearance rack and it's like, oh, Super Mario underpants are on clearance for like $3. You know, I'll grab them. I'll be like, I'm going to need them at some point and I'll toss them under my bed.
Listen, you should tell people that's part of your go bag that goes with your fire ladder so you can have in case of emergency clothes.
Yeah, in case I soil myself, I'll have new Super Mario underpants.
It's so funny, though, all the things you need to be prepping, you're prepping underwear.
Like, and there's socks, there's T-shirts, there's all sorts of stuff. It's whatever.
Undergarments get you going.
It's it's a weird comfort thing for me. I think if people open up their pantries or whatever and they got a lot of food or their medicine cabinets and they're stocked up on meds and, you know, peroxide, you got a good feeling, like you're prepared. This is mine.
Yours is underwear.
Got a lot of underwear.
Just in case you soil yourself.
Yeah, I was like,
how often do
you
do
whatever? Shut up. Who's next? Katie, what do you got under your wet sheets?
I just have a broken piano table that my mom gave me and I can't get rid of. And it's the one.
What does that mean, a piano table?
It's a table that was made out of pianos, like piano keys. Ooh. Yeah, like all of the wood is refurbished from old pianos. My mom is
like
a barber up in North Dakota, and she traded this, the old barter system, a lifetime supply of haircuts for this piano table that I got for Christmas one year. But the legs came off. Like, it's very unstable right now, and I don't want it to break. So it's under my bed being kept safe for when I can actually get it fixed. Oh, but that is the thing I have under my bed. Yeah.
There's no fire escape ladder, though.
No, or underwear.
All right.
Maybe a random sock, though.
I like this topic a lot.
I do, too. We
I
have
really
a lot of texts,
We
too.
Might
Keep
have to do this here in a few minutes. Josh, what's under yours?
Polar opposites. I have my old baby blanket that was, like, hand-stitched the day I was born for me. And then I have, like, a weapon in case anybody wants to break into me and try me.
He's got nunchucks.
I got nunchucks. I got a baseball bat and nunchucks. Yep.
All right. That's good.
Oh, this was awesome, Leah.
You got me thinking. I kind of want to roll with this here in a few minutes. I don't know if anybody will call, though. It's a simple question. I do have a funny story, though, about, like, when we moved, what we found under our bed, and it's one of those things that has stuck with me, and I will never get a cat again for as long as I live.
Oh my God.
About 6 years ago when we moved, we lifted up that mattress, and apparently that was the cat's spot to go hack up hairballs. And we lifted that mattress up. It's not a spot that you generally are under there a lot and you clean, right? It's full of dust bunnies and hairballs. There was easily 60 piles of cat puke underneath the bed that I had no idea. It was under there. It was the most foul thing I've ever seen. And we are clean people. It's not like our house is dirty. We are clean people. But under that bed, that cat just made that carpet her biatch.
Oh, that's gnarly.
solidifies my reason of never having. I grew up with cats at my house, and they are weird little aliens. I love them. They're cute.
They're
but
the worst.
No. That's a big no.
It's a big
Too
no.
Much.
Cats are disgusting. Leah, thank you for this. I love this this call. I really do.
You're welcome. And that cat story, again, lasting impression.
That's going to stick with you, girlfriend.
Gross.
Go live your life. Thanks for calling. All right, quick update on the things that are underneath people's beds. I love you all to pieces, but the calls were weak sauce. There was two, though, I jotted down that came in on the text line.
Okay.
Rick said, I'm a blacksmith on the side. He probably does like the Renfest and stuff, right? He's like, I have about 15 swords under my bed.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, just in case. Yeah. Just in case. And then, this guy didn't put his name. Anyway, 695 said, I raise geckos, so I have a cricket farm under my bed. I don't think I could sleep if I had a little
cricket farm
underneath my bed.
There's no way. I have
just
had
there's bugs under there.
A cricket in my apartment once, and I ripped that place apart looking for that noisy little guy. There's no way I could have a cricket farm under my bed.
Yeah, noisy little fella.
Oh, good. Drove me crazy. Tell you what. We had this one from Rachel. Can I read this one?
Yeah.
She said, I've got cans full of coins. I've been collecting coins since I was a kid, mostly pennies, but there's a few silvers in there, too. There are 9 Folgers coffee cans under my bed.
I wonder how much
that is. Did she send her address so I could rob her?
Yeah. I'm so proud of it. It makes me feel rich, Rachel.
I want to rob her. Let's rob her now.
Yay.
Reply back and say, hey, what's your address?
What does 9 cans of pennies add up
to? What is that? $4?
Yeah. All right, let's do a little show on snow. All right, if you ever have a dilemma or something on your mind that you want to sound off about, send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram, Jeremy, Katie, Josh, all one word on both of those. And if we like it, we'll read it on the air, open up the phone lines, and you guys can sound off about this dilemma. We'll take calls, comments, texts, whatever you want. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. This one's from Avery in Littleton. Avery sent us a message and said, I might have to break up with my boyfriend, Jack, over a dumb TikTok trend. For context, we've both played around with those relationship tests online. I've done the bird test and the strawberry test. All pretty harmless stuff. I don't know anything about those.
Yeah, well, the bird test, we've talked about it. Remember where she's like, I really like sparrows. And then whether or not they sound interested in
just
blaze right by it, that'll tell you whether or not they're a keeper, right?
What's the strawberry?
And then the strawberry one is if they eat a strawberry in a field, that says something about you.
That's strange.
If you ask somebody, would you eat a strawberry that you found in a field? And if they said yes, and that means you have... the cheating capabilities within you.
Because it's theft.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So that's kind of the thought process behind it.
Now I'm up to speed on that.
Okay.
she says, she goes on to say, where was I? But what he did recently really pissed me off. I found out that he asked a coworker to intentionally flirt with me to see how I'd respond. So his coworker, Peter, asked me to grab drinks and was really flirty. I said no, and I immediately told Jack about it. That's when he told me it was a setup.
Oh.
It turned into a whole argument. I told him he crossed the line, and he said he just wanted reassurance that I was not going back to my old ways. Now, is that a TikTok trend where
the loyalty trends are what they're called.
Okay.
So you're like testing someone's loyalty.
Gotcha.
Is what it is. And yeah, it's on TikTok a lot. There's a lot of them.
Okay, so she goes on to say, full disclosure, I have cheated in a couple past relationships, not on Jack, but he knows about them. He just says this is part of why he did this, that it's always been in the back of his mind and he needed to know he could trust me. Now I'm stuck. On one hand, I feel like setting me up like that is manipulative and immature. On the other, I get that maybe he's coming from a place of insecurity in this and that he actually cares about me. But I gave him no reason to do this, she said with multiple exclamation points. We've been together for a while, and I really thought he could be the one, but now I don't know if this is a red flag. What would you guys do? Is this something that you break up over, or do you sit down and have hard conversations? She ends by saying, I love you, jerks. And then Katie, you'll like this. Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji. Avery in Littleton.
Oh.
Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji.
Avery,
lots of love.
Heart, hand, palm emoji right back at you.
Yeah, face palm all day long.
Shut up.
So that's a pretty solid show wants to know there.
Yeah.
Boyfriend set up a coworker to flirt with Avery just to see what she would do. Luckily, she said no, told Jack about it, and he's like, oh, that was a total setup. I saw it on TikTok. I just wanted to make sure I could trust you.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? But
I don't like that.
She does say, full disclosure, I've cheated in the past.
Yeah, doesn't that give him the opportunity to do that?
Absolutely not.
Why?
If I've learned anything about being in relationships is you cannot bring stuff from past relationships into the new ones. It is not their fault. And so you have to fix yourself. And so, yeah, I just don't like that.
But how do we know that she's fixed herself? She might be a cheater, cheater pumpkin eater.
She hasn't done a thing to Jack. She says it right there in the letter. But she says it to us. That's what we have to
believe
it.
Maybe she's a cheater and a liar.
I don't know.
I kind of like it.
Do you?
I kind of like that he did this.
Would you do something like that?
Yeah, actually, I want to do it now, actually.
No.
I wish I hadn't read this on the air because I want to do this to my wife.
Are you going to have Josh flirt with
no,
her?
No, Big Rob.
Oh, God.
So what do you guys think about this? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. She's into tall guys, Katie.
Okay, I get it.
If you want to sound off about this, give us a call. What should Avery do in this situation? Should she have a talk with this guy? Should she leave him? Or should she just say, I get it. I've got a bit of a past. Got a great message that came in from heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji, Avery, heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji.
Love her.
She says she's got a boyfriend named Jack. They've been together for a while, but Jack went and talked to his coworker, Peter, and said, hey, Peter, go flirt with Avery and see what she does. And he asked her out for drinks and yada, yada. She said no and immediately told Jack, her boyfriend. He's like, oh, that was just a setup to see if I could trust you.
Loyalty test.
Yeah, loyalty test. I guess it's on the TikTok right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's upset about it, but she does say, well, I did cheat in the past, so I kind of get it. But yet I didn't give him any reason to do this.
Yeah.
So what should she do about this situation? I definitely want to talk to Emily and Mallory here. Here's Mallory. Hi, Mallory.
Hey, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. What do you think Avery should do about this situation with her boyfriend?
I think that she should dump him. Reason being is because, again, like you just said, it's kind of like a loyalty test. I think exactly what she said earlier this morning, that you have to be able to trust your partner and you can't bring past things into relationships. So if he doesn't trust her right now and he's like got to test her even more, what's the point of the relationship? Like, is he ever going to trust her? And I think that she should just dump him. That's my opinion.
Just bounce, huh? But I guess,
yeah,
my big thing is she probably should never have told him that she cheated in the first place.
That is true. Yeah, but I think at the same time, if he can forgive her for that, maybe. I just think it's very immature of him. Like, he's playing games when they should just be in a relationship and he should be able to trust her. If she has absolutely done nothing to like break that trust, then he should have no reason to try and test her in a relationship. That's gross. It's like playing games. That's
it is.
I love that line. It's just gross.
It is gross because, again, if you love somebody, you don't want to make them feel uncomfortable like that. And that's all I keep thinking is she must have felt so uncomfortable, one, his friend hitting on her, and two, her going to him and telling him and him saying he set it all up. Like, I just, I don't like the whole thing. It's so, ugh.
Yeah, but if you love someone, you don't
want to seem smarmy. TikTok.
Yes.
Right. Like, get off TikTok if you're in a relationship.
It's a big grow up right there. So yeah, that is a flag. You're immature. Grow up. Mallory.
Yeah, let him learn from her. That's all. Let her dump him and learn.
Yes.
There you go. Boom.
He's gonna learn today.
Girl power. Mallory, thanks for calling. You're a rock star. Have a great Tuesday.
Thank you. You too. Bye,
okay,
guys.
Bye.
Bye, Mallory.
All right, Emily, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. What do you think about Avery's situation?
You know, I kind of get where he's coming from. I have been cheated on a ton in past relationships, and if somebody had told me that they cheated in a past relationship, I'd always hesitate. It would always make me say, you know, there's something in the back of my mind, and do I think that the test is a little messed up? Absolutely. But at the same time, at least he told her he was honest about it. He could have just been like, oh, wow, that's so messed up, and then never said anything. But he admitted it, and...
Yeah.
I can appreciate the honesty there.
I get that, too.
It
it's the whole once a cheater, always a cheater, right?
I don't know if I believe that, though. Like, I know people say that, but, like, in your 20s, I feel like you think you can get away with a lot more than you believe in your 30s. And I think people learn, and they grow, and they become better people. And I'm hoping that's what happened with Avery, is she learned from her mistake, you know?
Maybe.
Absolutely. I'm sure she definitely learned from her mistake, and that's how she feels, and she hasn't cheated on him and has given him no reason.
to think that, but it's hard to know for sure if somebody really has. And I don't know. I get where he's coming from. Yes, there's clearly a lot of insecurities that he needs to work through. But at the same time, if I was Avery, I would just do the same test on him.
There you go.
That's pretty funny.
There you go.
Right back at
you.
You
know, it's funny. Like, if you think about this, like, you know, he was sitting at home one day and he's like, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
Right.
Who do I need to recruit? Peter in the office is my guy.
He will do this.
You know who's really missing out in this whole situation is Peter from the office.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about Peter.
Poor Peter missed out on a date.
Yeah.
You know, and drinks. And think about it, Emily. How far would have Peter taken this, given the chance?
I know. What if she said yes?
I know!
They get married.
What if, like, they, like, smashed?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Poor well, she's Peter's not like... faithful, dude. She's not.
What if, like, Peter's like, oh, now's my chance.
And Peter's like, he asked me to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he
this
told
is
me
for, this is your fault,
to do
bro.
This. Yeah.
This is why I slept with her. It's your fault.
You told me to.
Emily, you have permission.
Yeah! That's a big hall pass. Emily, really appreciate your call. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Right,
bye.
I think the it's tied, but yeah. I say he's a dork. It's a red flag.
But I think this is a younger person thing, too. I think we're going to start seeing more of these TikTok trends make their way into relationships because this is where
absolutely
the young generation
that's
gets
where they get
all
their information.
Their knowledge.
Yeah,
yes.
That's so how they learn.
Yeah, I'd go old school. Just follow them in your car.
Stalk them a little like a normal person.
Be an adult. Turn your headlights off and follow them from work one night. Duh.
That's how you do it.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Bubba here at Mix 100.
You're just going to do it, huh?
I'm just joking.
Just go for it.
Off the air, we joked that we were going to start calling Josh Bubba, and he doesn't. Yeah.
I'm
he
fine.
Like that at all.
No, it's fine.
Oh, we're just talking how every family has a
everybody
Bubba, right?
And I didn't
my
know
brother,
this. That, like, that's news to me.
Yeah, my brother's Bubba. Your son goes by Bubba every once in a while, Jeremy.
Josh has no Bubba, so now he's going to be Bubba.
In our family here, the JKJ fam.
Yeah. I'll be Bubba.
All right, Bubba.
That's fine. I don't know if I like it, but it's fine.
You can pick my nickname, okay?
I thought you've been Katie Cat this whole time.
You are Katie Cat.
Yeah. I think you picked that, Josh.
I think it was either Jer or I. Whoever called it first doesn't matter. That's a great nickname.
It is
really cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's dive into PMI. We're going to send you on your way this morning with a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who had the P today?
I have the P.
Yay! Okay. Katie Cat.
Well, because for the price of a dinner in Paris, somebody's going to walk away with a Picasso valued at more than $1 million.
What are you talking about?
Yes, the Picasso. It's actually, the contest is called One Picasso for 100 Euros. It's a raffle, and it offers entrants the chance to take home the artist's 1941 painting called T.T. de Femme, I think.
Sure. T.T. de Femme?
I
love T.T. de Femme.
Okay, good. Because the price of a ticket, as the same as the name of the contest suggests, 100 euros are about $116. So they have a total of 120,000 tickets sold. That's how they can justify getting just $116 for a Picasso. But, I mean, realistically, one person only has to shell out $116, and someone's going to walk away with this $1 million Picasso.
That's a pretty good amount for a little TT.
Isn't it neat? Yeah. TT de Femme. And yeah, so all of the proceeds are also going to be donated to the Alzheimer's Research Foundation. So that supports clinical research across Europe. So it's a really big deal, and it's making the waves across the news, obviously, because who wouldn't want a Picasso for $116, right?
A lot of his paintings have sold for over $100 million. I think he had one like right around like, was like 190, 180, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, his paintings bring bank.
I mean, it's Picasso,
But was it like on a napkin or something?
It's a real painting.
It's just a really bad
one. It's going to look beautiful on your wall. But remember, Picasso's whole style is like an eye on
abstract
your cheek.
It's all
it's
really
abstract
weird.
An eye on your forehead. Your nose is on the side.
Yeah, it looks like my mother-in-law.
Mouth is looking funny. If you want a picture of Jeremy's mother-in-law for just $116.
We call her TT as well.
TT.
Get back inside. We don't want anyone to see you.
Well, hopefully you got your ticket, Jeremy, because the drawing is today.
I better get on it.
Good luck to everybody who bought a ticket for TT de Femme.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck.
Bubba, what you got for the minus?
Oh, Bubba's got a minus story about an Indianapolis man who was shot over the weekend, and that's a minus in and of itself, but why he was shot is kind of the funny story here. He got into an argument with his buddy about Pokemon cards.
Oh, no.
And it escalated and kept escalating.
You, dude. dude.
Until a gun was drawn and he was shot over what his friend said was he was taking the Pokemon cards away from him or stealing them.
Not the Jigglypuff.
No! Not the Jigglypuff. That's my Pikachu.
Which is also a Picasso painting.
Look, he is he is in stable condition, so we can joke about it. But imagine getting shot over your Pokemon cards.
I don't want to imagine that.
Pokemon Go, no.
No. Yeah, no go. No, Pokemon, no go. So poor guy, he is expected to make a full recovery.
Okay, good.
This is why I stopped collecting Pokemon.
Smart.
This is why?
This is why.
Okay.
That new one.
And I was getting way too many chicks.
Oh.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Are those
like
Pokemon cards? Are they in binders? In sleeves? In mint condition? Jer, take me now.
Oh, I'm sure. Sexy talk.
Years
Stop
of a kid.
It.
The years that I had to put Stop up with it, it for years, all through college. They're like, Jer, can we come to your dorm room? Okay, so let's wrap things up with the interesting. There's a new study out. Finding that on average, Americans spend about 5 hours and 16 minutes a day on their phones. True story. But get this. If you... put your phone down for, what was it? I should have probably read this before we went on the air.
Always pre-read, Jer.
It's 2 weeks,
no,
right?
Always pre-read.
I found it.
Okay.
2 weeks of digital detox. Get this. It'll reverse 10 years of aging in your brain.
Yeah.
Of digital decline. So essentially put your phone down for 2 weeks. Your attention span will improve. Your memory will improve. Reading stories on the radio will improve.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Lord knows I need it. I will tell you that my phone hopped into update mode on the way in today. And so I couldn't listen to podcasts or the news or anything for my entire drive into the radio station. And I just left everything off for the whole drive in. It was very uncomfortable for about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
But the rest of the way, it was like, this is like olden times. And it felt really good not to have a screen on, no music, nothing. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Just shut it off when you're in the car?
Kind of the same thing where like your phone, it's inaccessible. And so you're forced to. But I'm with you. In the moment, it's kind of uncomfortable. But once it settles in, you're like, oh, I'm not as anxious. Like,
yes.
You reach, I don't know if you did this, but I reach for my phone kind of
all the
a little
time.
Bit.
Well, not when I'm driving. But no, I would never.
Of course not. But I mean, when you do try and put it down and it's updated or whatever, you reach for it, but then you're like, oh, I can't grab it. And then again, you have to sit with yourself for a second. But you're right. It is a good feeling once you get through it.
The thing is just trying to get through the 2 weeks. I don't know how you can do that if you have a job and a family and kids and needing to message people, like that's going to be impossible at
this
point. They
have whole retreats that you can dedicate to this process where you can go and, you know, kill your phone addiction and then come back and, you know, enter your real life and then try and, you know, apply all the things there. So that might be the way you have to do it nowadays.
I will say I have limited my social time so much over the past few weeks, so much, and it feels good.
Yeah.
The biggest part that I've noticed is the comparison. Like, you're not comparing yourself so much to other people.
Yeah.
Because you know they have the best stuff on Brag Book, you know?
Absolutely.
And I feel like I was getting sucked into that comparison thing.
Well, because you're probably comparing their best moments with your worst also.
Right.
It's not like you're taking your top tier events and putting up against side, you know,
no,
against theirs.
No, I was like,
so,
oh, they're in Cabo.
Absolutely,
again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Here I am.
Here
well,
I am having
you know.
To work with Bubba and Katie.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Which the rocks.
Such a butt face.
There you go, guys. There's your positive, your minus, and something interesting this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh at Mix.